Acts 1:1. And this is what it says. Acts chapter 1, verse 1. The former treating have I made, O Theophilus, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. Notice two things here. He began to do and teach. Let me ask you something. If you begin something, did you finish it? Not if you just begin it. So he began to do and teach. What's back of that? He intend for us to finish what he began. So listen how he talked. Luke writing this. All that Jesus began both to do and teach until the day he was taken up, until the day in which he was taken up, after that he through the Holy Ghost had given what? Commandments. He had given what? Commandments unto the apostle whom he had chosen. He didn't tell them to go out and get start them up a denomination. He didn't tell them to go out there and start up a group against the Gentile. And Peter had a problem with that, but God helped him out because he loved them. And I guarantee you there's some more in that crowd had a problem. Just like some people in the crowd got a problem. So what's going to straighten the problem out? The word. You go out there throwing rocks and busting windows out, it ain't going to straighten it out. Let it go on record, I said it. It's the love of God that's going to straighten it out. Hatred, violence, cruelty had never solved problems. It brought depression, strife, division, uproars, and all kind of catastrophe. The love of God have always brought peace to a troubled heart, to a troubled home, to a troubled world. It can bring peace. They get the love of Jesus. But if I'm gonna waste my time preaching something God told me not to preach, I'm not going to help them. I'm just out here for my own selfish gain and not profiting the people. People need help. Yes, sir. People need help, and we need to know how to help them, and we got the instruction how to do it, and we just need to follow it. Amen. 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 And we need to be as wise as Paul. Forget those things which are behind and reach into those things which are before. And don't jump on every bandwagon come through this because it sounds good and look good. You better make sure it's Holy Ghost design. And wall to wall Holy Ghost. If it's not, you better get off that thing. You headed for trouble. I don't care how good it looks. I don't care how much money is involved. I don't care who's putting it out and who said it. If it's not God, you better get away from it. Amen. Hello, somebody. Amen. So, where did I stop it? Verse 2, didn't I? He said, To whom also he showed himself alive, as his passion by many infallible proof, being seen to them how many days? 40 days. What was he doing? Speaking of the thing pertaining to what? What's going on in Fox News and CNN and ABC. And that's where too many Christians buried their nose up in that stuff. You better bury it in this word. Because this is the truth here. There's a bunch of lies you're hearing out there. You don't think, you say, how can you say that? Because I know it's not the word. And they are not agreeing with the word, so it's a lie. Yeah. What they putting out ain't the word, so it's a lie. Because I got the truth, so I don't need to be listening to that. Quiet in here now. Show right, though. Hallelujah. His passion by many infallible proof, being seen of them 40 days, speaking of the thing pertaining to the kingdom of God. Now watch what happened. And being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not do what? Depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father. And too many saints, and we and see the person that got born again, the new convert got born again, they're not guilty of this. We the one that's guilty. Get them saved and then leave them alone. Amen. You don't send nobody out. You ought to keep working with them until you get them filled with the Holy Ghost and teach them. That's the truth. But because of controversy, I used to be a chicken, but I got rid of my wings. Say what you want to. I'm going to stay with the word. You get born again. The next thing in order to get them born again, I mean, get them filled with the Spirit. Once you get them saved, born again, the next thing is get them filled with the Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Why? Because God loves them. Why? God loves people. And we should what? Love people and tell them the truth so they can know. So when they stand before God, they can't say, I didn't know, Lord. Even if it's Spencer, every one of y'all getting up, walking out of here, I'm going to still preach it in love. And I'm not saying that trying to be whatever. I'm just saying that's how committed I am. And I'm going to do my best. And I'm going to do it because I can. I'm going to tell it in love. Not to put anybody down, not to try to criticize anybody, but I cannot afford to speak something that God didn't say. And call myself a man of God, a servant of God, a son of God. I can't do it. Paul didn't do it. Peter and them didn't do it. Other church followers didn't do it. And now we're in this generation, we don't have no business doing it. If we're followers of Jesus. If we're followers of Jesus, it ought to be preached what's in the Bible. It ought to be made plain so we can understand. God didn't put these scriptures here to be confuse you. Amen. He gave you the Holy Spirit so he can help you understand it. You don't need to be going through life confused and listen to everything. This is why you should have one so you can open up and read it for yourself. Don't take my word for it. Open the Bible up and find out what God has said. In His word, you got the Holy Spirit. He'll teach you too. Amen. Amen. And so he said, being assembled together with them, commanded them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which said, he, you heard of me. John did what? Truly baptized with water, but you shall be what? Baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And look at verse 8. You see verse 8? Look at verse 8. Look what he said when you get baptized with the Holy Ghost. But you, I know it said ye, but you shall receive power. You shall receive what? Look what the Amplified says. But you shall receive power, ability, efficiency, might. When the Holy Spirit come upon you. I looked at the word of power. In the Greek it said dunamis. You shall receive dunamis. What is dunamis? Explosive. Dynamite. You know what dynamite do. You see something that's tough and hard. Just put some dynamite to it. It'll blow it up. And Satan got a lot of stuff he done built up, and that's what we're here to blow it up. Explosive power. Ye shall receive dunamis ability. Explosive power. How do you get praying in the Holy Ghost? Praying in other tongues. That's how you stop stuff. You don't get guns and knives and run up there like the rest of them and all that kind of. You get on your knee. You get over in the spirit. And God will start knocking some stuff. Those that think they're so hot, next thing you know, you don't see them. Pharaoh thought he was a hot, he thought he was hot stuff, didn't he? He thought he was, till he ran into God. Moses did what God said. He didn't rage and rampage and say, I'm going to put on a riot and you're going to let us go. We're going to fight our way out of here. No, God said, go tell Pharaoh, I said, let my people go.